Become a member.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Hello, hello, folks, and welcome to News from the Boo. I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and this is your weekly update about what is going on at KBOO. Well, guess what? Lots of going on. Welcome to 2018. Happy New Year, everyone. And happy birthday anniversary to KBOO, which is really amazing. 50 years in the making. And you all have made it happen. Well, I'm really pleased tonight to be joined by Don Smallman, who has been hired to support us with the 50th anniversary celebration. So she is the 50th anniversary project manager. Welcome, Don.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you inviting me in.
Yeah, for sure. And so we appreciate you stepping up to support us with all of we have going on for celebrating KBOO, 50 years of KBOO this year. I used to say next year, but it's not next year anymore. It's now.
It's now, and it's all the parties are starting soon.
Yes. So Don, you are really involved in our community. I would love if you would share first with our KBOO listeners how you are involved in the Portland community, how you're connected to KBOO also, and tell us more about you.
Lots of folks know me around town as the festival director at the Hollywood Theater of the Portland Eco Film Festival, which is the environmental film festival there. And I've been connected to KBOO since the first day I landed in Portland about 18 years ago from Chicago and tuned in KBOO. And KBOO formed a lot of my idea about Portland and continues to do that. So when I heard that you all needed some help celebrating your 50th anniversary, I was super excited to try to toss my resume in the ring, and even more excited when you guys invited me on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's been a fantastic journey. It is somewhat short. You started December 15, but it's been really a fast track. I don't know, super. You have a word for it. I can see it.
Well, you all, it's like jumping on a moving train.
Yes.
You all have been brainstorming with the staff and KBOO members and volunteers since like January of 2016.
Yes.
So it was all well underway. So it's just been sort of like hitting the ground running and catching up with all the great ideas and stuff that you all had already in motion, and just trying to help you push it into hyperspeed to get it going.
Yeah.
So we can start next week with
next
celebrations.
Week. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the one big project. Tell us about the exhibit.
Well, next week opens a new exhibit opens at the Oregon Historical Society that's been done in partnership between KBOO and the Oregon Historical Society. So it's a fantastic look at the 50-year history of KBOO, all different aspects of it. Everything from stuff you'd expect like programming, music programming, news programming, things like that, but also just sort of like the what a special place KBOO holds in Portland. Portland community as being a voice that opens up ideas, expands Portland's view of the diversity of our community that exists here in Portland, and just sort of becomes a community service, a broadcasting community service that supports what's going on in the community and holds up some of the ideas, concerns, and loves and passions of folks who might be a little bit off of the mainstream media kind of channels.
Right. So the exhibit is opening next week. So would you tell us more about when it's opening, and then next week we'll probably have you on or have more details about that big opening day, because there's going to be a big party as well. But tell us more about the opening of the exhibit and where actually it's located in the museum as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Oregon Historical Museum, for folks who aren't familiar with it, is at 1200 Southwest Park Avenue. It's on the park blocks. If you're familiar with the Portland Art Museum, it's right across the street from that. And it's a beautiful museum. We're so lucky to have this exhibit there because it's a world-class museum. Mm-hmm. And the exhibit is really a great chance to kind of walk through and see historic photographs. We're also going to have a companion website that you're going to be able to listen to companion audio pieces there. And on different days, there will be different things going on. So the exhibit opens on the 19th, but our big blowout celebration is on Saturday the 20th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we're going to have a number of different activities happening that day. We'll have, you'll be able to do a self-guided tour at any time visiting the exhibit. The exhibit's going to go through late June, and but on that day, you could walk through the exhibit. You can get a guided tour by some KBOO board members different times of the day during the exhibit. We're going to have speakers and panelists in the morning, and folks who are involved in the making of the exhibit, folks who are historically involved in important milestones in KBOO's history, speaking and talking about KBOO. In midday, we're going to have a bunch of family-friendly activities, things like kids will be able to come in and learn how to do audio recordings, mm-hmm. and we'll have like an audio recording setup room and booth. We're going to have music and maybe even some stand-up comedy in the afternoon. So there'll be a large amount of offerings that day all the way till 5 p.m. So we hope folks will come by during the day and take in the new exhibit and take in some other fun and maybe even sit down and like do an interview while they're there.
Yeah, and it's January 20th and it's going to be a big day. You know, it's going to be a big day in the country. Lots of people are ready to protest and to be out there. And I think I would love to encourage people to maybe stop by the Oregon Historical Society at one point. You know, maybe take the time to record, you know, how they are feeling about this day, you know, as a way to even, you know, maybe use the Vox Pop opportunity to record a souvenir from that day. So hopefully in 50 years from now, we could play it at our next exhibit.
Yeah, that's a really important thing. I think anything that we pick up that day at the event on the 20th, we're going to put into the archive. And this whole exercise has been a really interesting reminder on how important archives for places like KBOO right. are. So you'll see a lot of the archive materials, both in the exhibit and on the website. But then, you know, like you said, tomorrow's exhibit and tomorrow's website and tomorrow's history is being made today. So we would really hope people will come down and tell us a story about their involvement in KBOO, their appreciation, something they remember from KBOO, or just generally like how they're feeling about Portland these days. All those things are good things to have in archives. Yeah. So we welcome your thoughts and your recordings that day.
Yeah, and I just want to say also that part of us celebrating KBOO in the 50th anniversary, we've gone through a lot of that archive, the audio archive, and we're going to talk in a minute about what's accessible on the website that people can listen to, and also what we're going to be, you know, probably playing all year long. We're going to be playing recordings and archives, and also interviewing people who have been part of KBOO history. But then also, I forgot my question. Maybe you can help me.
Well, the archives are going to be showcased
in
many different ways. And you know, the whole exhibit is a really interesting exhibit for me to look at. It was obvious the first time I got a little peek at it that it's not your standard exhibit. It's an exhibit that's obviously made by people who are really engaged at KBOO. So it's like, you know, not just exhibit designers who are professional exhibit designers doing the interpretation of what KBOO is, but folks on the ground who do the work here and participate here at KBOO. like Robert Lacoste, our exhibit designer, is a Radio Geekly Collective member. Becky Myers, who lots of folks know around here as the development director, was part of the exhibit curation team and helped with design and research. Aaron Yankee, who a lot of folks know as the program director here and one of the hosts of KBOO's Life During War Times and the Youth Collective Advocate, also did a lot of curation and helped with the design and the research. We had Marty Clemens on as an archive asset manager. She's a longtime KBOO listener.
And what Marty worked on was the different kinds of archive, not audio archive, but actually our posters and our mugs and our pins and all that kind of also really important KBOO history that also needs to be recorded.
Yeah, that was one of the surprises for me when I saw what Marty had collected. Was I expected great photos, but I was kind of blown away by the collection of great flyers,
right,
from music shows and political shows and news shows and things like that. Like it's a catalog of Portland design history too. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that stuff will be on display, coffee mugs, t-shirts, all sorts of stuff like that.
Right. And I remember the point I was trying to make earlier, which is all of the archives that we're digging up, especially that is also connected not just to KBOO's history, but to Portland's history and to the history of so many different movements, including ecological movement here in Portland, you know, and a lot of other radical movements. We are hoping to make all of this available also through our website, through some of the archive that we will play through the 50th, but also ongoing. And so that is another project of ours that we started last year, is trying to, you know, share those archives much more broadly. So through the exhibit, we're starting, you know, to hopefully pique people's interest as to the richness of the archives that we have regarding KBOO's history and the history of community radio and independent radio, but also just regarding the history of Portland and movements in Portland.
Yeah, and there's going to be a fair amount of that that's going to be on the website. So we're going to have a couple different places. People are going to have a photo gallery. They're going to be able to see highlights from the photo
archive.
And so
let's say the website address.
Oh, yeah, 50yearsofkboo.fm, but it's not quite live. It's getting really close. We're hoping to have it up by the end of the week, this week.
Yes.
And that'll have all the information on it and the audio archives, the photo archives. And, you know, we also have set up a walking tour. So, like, when you go to the Oregon Historical Society, you'll be able to, you know, pull out your cell phone and go through a walking tour, which will give you audio clips that you can listen to while you're going through the exhibit as well. So, and we'll be adding two things, you know, to those collections throughout the entire year. We've got some nice funding from different partners, including the Oregon Cultural Trust and the Miller Foundation. And that's really helped us get the archives, wrangle them into good order and get them, you know, so we can get them presented to the public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and very recently also thank you to the Collins Foundation, because we received more funds from the Collins Foundation to help with archiving.
Oh, awesome.
So we're going to be able to continue to push with archiving. We have about 7,500 reel tapes that we're trying to get all digitized. So hopefully some of those will be coming out next year as well as we move forward.
Yeah.
So a lot of exciting things going on. Again, Don Smallman is project manager for the 50th anniversary celebration. Folks, the Oregon Historical Society exhibit is opening on January 20th. It's going to be a really awesome day. I know a very serious day for all of us, and I hope many of us are in the streets, but I also hope that folks walk on over to the Oregon Historical Society and check out the exhibit and maybe be part of some of the celebrations with us that day. And also, if you live in Multnomah County, then you have access to the Oregon Historical Society, but we are hoping to work out a membership so that folks who are members of KBOO are able to all go and check out the exhibit for free. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much, Don Smallman. It's really awesome to have you as part of the team.
Thank you so much for having me as part of the team and having me here. And we'll see everybody at the Historical Society on the 20th.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, if Dawn is supporting with the Eco Film Festival, so you probably know her around, and please support her around as well. So this has been News from the Boo. I'm going to leave you with Bob Marley, This Is Love, dedicated to Gerard Whitecaff, as always. I believe I will be back next week. Again, have a great night, everyone.
Every day and every night. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM. The time is 6 o'clock. Rights 5 Radio is coming up next.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Stop the Pipeline rally on Thursday, January 11th at the Oregon State Capitol in Salem. The No LNG Exports Coalition hosts this day action at the Oregon State Capitol building to ask Governor Brown to deny the Pacific Connector Fracked Gas Pipeline and Jordan Cove LNG Export Terminal. Carpools are available. Again, that's the Stop the Pipeline rally on Thursday, January 11th at the Oregon State Capitol, 900 Court Street, Northeast in Salem. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.